Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a song worth singing.
I do too.
Sing it. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you?
Hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
I got you.
Sing it.
Welcome, welcome to another exciting edition of Soul Now and the Future with this economic impact on Black America, and I'm your host, Ron Uncle Clay, and you know if you join us on a regular basis, the slogan for this show, if there's power in numbers, then the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, captures that power for your financial benefit. The Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, is an economic blueprint for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American solar installation and design companies to address the effects of high energy costs that I just started with. Black colleges and universities to utilize Black-owned farmland and HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the unemployment and underemployment among young African-Americans locally and nationally. Also to educate the Black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education in the Black community through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. This also brought to you by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. And I'm your host, ladies and gentlemen, Ronald Bethay, and welcome to another exciting edition of Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know one of the things that we like to say on this show, if you've been following us, we hope we're going to bring you some better news that you can definitely use. But you know, that call-in number for this show is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Now, if you follow us on a regular basis, you know that we normally start our broadcast at 11 a.m. and we do a 90-minute show every week. But this week we had a special situation where we went to a ribbon cutting for the Lightview Cooperative located here in Washington, D.C., near Walter Reed Hospital. There is a cooperative set there called the Lightview Cooperative. And they have to install a solar power plant array on the top of their building. And this was done by New Columbia Solar in conjunction with Peer Consultants. And if you've heard me say anything at all, you've heard me speak highly of New Columbia as well as Peer Consultants. Now, Peer Consultants happens to be run by a true trailblazer in her own right, Dr. Lillian Abrams, who started her firm here in Washington, D.C. She's an environmental engineer, She was one of the first African-American women in this country to get a PhD in environmental engineering. And in 1978, she started her firm here in Washington, D.C. She now has 5 offices nationally and 2 offices internationally. So she has worked around the world with building sustainable communities. And there little is known about this black woman and the trail that she has blazed in this arena. So that is what we try to bring to this platform for our young people, young African-American students, to let them know that there are all types of careers in this renewable energy and this new green economy that's being thrust upon us by climate change. We don't have any whole lot of say in the industrialists and the large corporations that created the problem, but we certainly contribute to it financially. And that's what this program is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Dot lines and crossing the T's and zeroing in this, let's follow the money. Okay? Now, the Lightview Cooperative ribbon cutting was held here in Washington, D.C. today, and yours truly had the privilege of attending that, and you can get more information about that event by logging on to our website at positivechangepc.com, scrolling over to our news and events tab, and scrolling over. And you'll be able to see a picture of this particular array, a ribbon cutting to celebrate the completion of the solar system at Lightview Cooperative, with special thanks going to the organizations above. Thanks to the Department of Energy and Environment, 2018 Solar for All Innovation and Expansion Grant, Peer Consultants and New Columbia Solar were able to successfully develop, construct, finance, and operate a 108.2 kW solar installation at Lakeview Cooperative. With the Solar for All Award, Peer Consulting and New Columbia Solar were able to bring renewable energy to a cooperative and the surrounding community. This program enabled the team to not only provide free energy to low-income residents in the area, but also to replace portions of a roof at no cost to the customer. And that was a major piece, ladies and gentlemen, because this particular cooperative is one of the projects that the former Mayor Barry put in place, economic development programs he put in place here in the city of Washington, D.C. So, of course, this particular cooperative building has been sitting on Georgia Avenue for quite some time, and that their roof was in disrepair. So by them partnering with the Department of Energy and getting this grant, they're able to put a solar array on that top of that building, use that rooftop space in the district, and provide free energy to low and moderate income residents here in Washington, D.C. Now, with the Solar for All program, Peer Consulting and New Columbia Solar were able to bring renewable energy to the cooperative and, as we indicated, the surrounding community. This program has enabled the team not only to provide free energy to low-income residents in the area, but also replace, as we indicate, portions of a deteriorated roof. Peer Consultants has successfully identified over 100 low and moderate income residents to receive the energy generated by this system at no cost. The energy is distributed from this system to the estimated to reduce the enrolled household electricity cost by 50 to 120% on the average resident's electricity bills. The speakers of that were there this morning included the following: the Honorable Councilman Brandon Todd, Ward 4. You had Ronnie Gaffer, Chief of Staff for the Mayor's Office. You had Tommy Wells, Director of the D.C. Department of Energy and Environment. You had Kathy Arnold, Lightview Board Member and Resident. You had Dr. Lillian Abrams, CEO of Peer Consultants. And you had Mr. Michael Healy, co-founder and CEO of New Columbia Solar. They were the speakers this morning. It was quite nippy out there, so one thing I do appreciate, we always say the hawk can put a little pep in your step, so everybody had a little pep in their step, and they concluded their comments rather quickly, and they were very appreciative to all of us who were there at that particular ribbon cutting. So we wanted to let people know that these are the type of things. This is a $300,000 investment of your tax dollars, okay? The Solar for All program was put in place. It's a very unique program here in Washington, D.C., and Washington is leading the nation with this particular model. Now, this program, the Solar for All program, is designed, and it was a part of the Renewable Portfolio Standard legislation bill that was passed in 2000, signed into law in 2016, which had a 50% renewable portfolio standards stating that 50% of all the energy used in the District of Columbia must come from renewable sources by year 2032. And it had a 5% carve out for renewable energy, solar. And with that, it indicated that it had to come from the physical landmass of the District of Columbia. Now, this creates some of the highest extracts in the country because we don't have the space in the District of Columbia. So these kilowatts, green kilowatts, have what they call a monetary value. They're called extracts, and they are traded every day as a commodity. There's also a federal tax credit if one puts a PV system on their roof. Now, if you haven't been sleeping, you know I've been beating the drum around this thing because the depreciation is live and well because it has dropped from 30% to 26%. So you have this year to get a PV system on the roof of your home, which you stand shortly for a solar system on the roof of your home, it's going to drop to 22% in 2021. And if Congress does not extend the credit, it will go away altogether. So this is what we're working with, ladies and gentlemen. If people want to know why they need to go vote, this is why you need to go vote, because if you don't get 45 removed in November at the ballot box, then your Senate ain't getting involved. They're going to holler till the cows come home. Impeachment, what's that? They need somebody to go pick peaches? This is a joke that ain't fun. So the bottom line is this. If you ever wanted to know why you need to register to vote, this issue around renewable energy and this administration position, they pulled out the Paris Agreement and they claim there ain't no such thing as global warming. So last time I checked, but anyway, everybody who's crazy, their address is not over on MLK at St. Elizabeth. We got a whole bunch of folks. We call them St. E. Rejects, okay? They are functioning at the junction every day in society. We call it society. Some folks say society. Okay, so we're going to keep the ebonics moving here on solar now in the future with its economic impact on Black America, but we just want to make it plain. So when we begin to look at this particular Solar for All program, D.C. residents in 2016, when Mayor Bowser signed the first renewable portfolio standard law into law, and in that same year, There was a $15 million shortfall because you didn't have enough solar systems already in place, installed on D.C. residents, business, or private sector properties in the district, so that Petco, who is charged with purchasing these energy credits from their customer base, because they are the main supplier of electricity in the District of Columbia, have to buy these credits back from their customer base. Well, they can't buy what they can't get. If you don't have the rooftops repaired on the housing stock, and when you begin to look at worlds, 8, 7, 6, and 5, and look where our folks is located in the geography of the District of Columbia in the 8 worlds, you will find, based on the information I was able to obtain from Petco, they had to run the numbers and they looked at it. They indicated the city's commitments were going to have to be between $50 to $90 million in assisting DC residents and businesses and rooftop repair, because most of the 80 on the housing stock, some of these houses are 50 to 100 years old, and this is what we're working with. They say, show me what you're working with. Well, that's what you're working with. So you got to help these older people who are in these properties, who are residents, who are homeowners, who are now over 55 years of age and many on fixed income, repair these rooftops. And they would qualify for the Solar for All program because they would meet the 80% AMI, which we have provided those income levels on this show time and time again. So we know the 90% of the African American communities would qualify for the Solar for All program, but your roof cannot be in disrepair. And that's the deal breaker, because then you got to have what? The credit score or the money somewhere to fix your roof to qualify for this program. So this creates a major, major, major shortfall in the city, where D.C. residents had to pay $15 million extra for cost of energy in 2000 fiscal year 16. 2017, I had Betty Ann Kane, who is the former chair of the Public Service Commission here in Washington, D.C. The Public Service Commission has its sole responsibility to look out for the ratepayers as it relates to electricity, communications, water in the city of Washington, D.C., when we're talking about the ratepayers. That's what they're charged with. They were established by Congress in 1913, so it's not like anybody's new coming around the corner when she comes. No, they've been there over 100 years. Public Service Commission. Former chair, Mrs. Bellingham Kane, came on this show in 2017 and spoke very elegantly and said, look, our residents cannot keep picking up these shortfalls. We're not talking about people who are wealthy. We're talking about people who have been retired, who are government employees, and most of them may never have reached more than a GS-5. So they didn't make a whole lot of money when they were working in the government. And we're talking baby boomers. So we're talking 55 years and older. What are we going to do with our old folks who cannot afford to move any place? They can't afford to sell the property, and the property taxes are it. So you got to cut something somewhere. So we need to be able to provide resources to help our middle class and elderly community and income residents stay in the city. So she went to bat and she said, look, you asked us, Tommy, you wanted $105 million to capitalize Green Bank of Washington, D.C. When we ran the numbers, we found that you're going to raise $256.6 million, $151.6 million, $151.6 $6 million more than you need. What will you have home to do with this extra money? He said, we can always use the money. Well, the long and short of this, this money is not going to come out of the air. It's going to come out of your pocket, my pocket, and every ratepayer in Washington, D.C. over the from here to 2032 to capitalize the greenback of Washington, D.C. So if everybody's going to be putting in, then those people who don't have any skin in the game, they don't have homes, they live in the apartments. Those people who are not homeowners, renters, and they're contributing to this too, because these complexities are on everybody's gas, water, and electric bills. So how are you going to make sure that the least of us, how do they benefit? Well, this particular program, Solar for All, was put in place in the District of Columbia to address that issue. Great program in concept, but you got to have full funding. This has been one of the struggles with this, because when the money has been raised and collected, and it's over, if the money sits in the coffers of the Public Service Commission, but the City Council petitions the City Council, the Public Service, the City Council petitions the Public Service Commission to move monies from that fund to the general fund, then it gets used for purposes that was not originally intended to be used for, which is for supposed to assist 100 low and moderate income DC residents reduce their energy costs by year 2032. So this $300,000 that was given to New Columbia and Peer Consultants is just the first. There was the first so-called major award is dropping the bucket in terms of the money that's already been raised. So my thing is, I'm glad to see that this took place this morning, but we ain't talking about a whole lot as relates to D.C. And I don't know why the PACE program in the Washington, D.C., because I testified in front of the council on the Omnibus Act in 2018. I submitted the Marion Barry Amendments for 2018 Omnibus Act, asking that the Industrial Bank of Washington, D.C. be given consideration to become the residential PACE program, which is a program that has been put in place by Congress, which gives the homeowner, it's not based on their credit score, it's not based on their equity. Is based on the property value. You can buy between 20% to 30% of the property to put a new roof or a PV system on one's home. Why that particular program had not been implemented here in the District of Columbia when commercial PACE has been implemented so that the businesses and developers can take advantage of the PACE program. So these questions that I have never had, I have not had answers. Nobody has asked them yet. And I've been around all of the so-called movers and shakers. So when you ask them certain questions, you don't get a response if you ask in the right questions. So these are questions that the black community needs to be asking. Why hasn't residential PACE for D.C. residents been implemented in the District of Columbia by the Department of Energy and Environment and the D.C. Government Office of Economic Development and Business? You've already implemented the commercial side. Our people need all the help in the world because everybody's not going to qualify for the Solar for All program because people have high incomes in the District of Columbia. So, ladies and gentlemen, the band plays on. Now, we're going to take a slight pause the calls here because we're going to jump right back into, as they say, what's up next. But we need to know where we're going with this thing. So when we began to look at where we're going with this, we are always moving forward in a forward map. And one of the things as I indicated as we opened up the show was that calling number now is 646-668-2948. That calling number is 646-668-2948. Now, remember I was talking to you about the shortfall of DC-based solar in 2016, and I said it was $15 million. Well, for the year 2017, it jumped up to $26.6 million. And in 2017, that's when the green credits or the SRACs sort of took a hit in Washington, D.C., and they dropped. So you had all of the state players and those people who have stakeholders and all those people have an interest in that ministry, ready to the city council, and they lobbied, and they got the Ivory's Act of 2018 passed, and Bowser signed it into law. And now you go from 50% to, with a 5% carve out, and you had a shortfall, then you can go from 50% to 100% with a 14% carve out. So the extract values are so high in Washington, D.C., that their values are the highest in the country, probably outside of some of the locations in California, in terms of having that value which they can be traded or sold on a day-to-day basis here in Washington, D.C. So the solar market in Washington, D.C. is very, 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 what we've got, it's not high, it's past, it's on high. But where is the involvement of the African-American business community in this green economy? You have green jobs, which we're going to do a segment on that later on in this show. But we just want to get our people get in as to why these issues are important. Everything starts with energy. Everything ends with energy. Make no mistake about that, ladies and gentlemen. All the wars have been fought around energy. From time, since they've been keeping time, all you got to do is get the filing about the oil and the gas and the natural gas and the energy, and you will find out, hey, manufacturing didn't take place without energy. You got to have it. So when we look at where we are here at the present time, right now, it's time for us to take a pause for the cause, and we'll be right back on Solar Now in the future with its economic impact on Black America, and we're going to switch gears.
Life is a song worth singing. I can tell. Sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life.
see the song was singing.
I got you.
Singing.
Welcome, welcome back to the airways of Soul and Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know, if you've been joining us over the time since we've been on this platform, and we've been trying to make sure we bring what every week news that you can definitely use, but I don't know unless you let me know. So you can let me know by calling 646-668. 2-9-4-8. Once again, that new calling number is 646-668-2948. Now, please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after you dial that calling number, because you will be in our green room and we want to bring you right on in to the living room so we can sit down here and have this conversation. But, you know, this platform is called Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Now, as we produce this show over the years, we have talked to you about who brings you this show. It's brought to you by the Black Sports Legends Foundation Radio Talk Show Initiative. And you now can go to our website, as I promised my listening audience, and click on our GoFundMe link, and you can contribute to the $68,000 that we're trying to raise to take this show to the next level, because we have been able to do some things here in the last 20 days. And as we indicated, we've upgraded our computers, we've upgraded our hosting, and we're moving on to try to look at where this platform needs to go to reach who? You. That's the young African-American millennials and younger population base that this show is trying to target, to let them be aware that all of your technologies, whether it be cybersecurity, whether it be AI, artificial intelligence, all of this ties back into your energy industry. And you're going to see major hits in the employment markets in this country. But if you are on board with the renewable energy wave and you're looking at becoming energy auditor, you're looking at becoming a PV installer, you're looking at becoming an energy consultant as a sales representative with these sales companies, there are a lot of positions out here that are needed in the legal area as far as research and development. So there's tons of opportunity coming down the pipe, but our HBCUs don't have the curriculums in place, and they're still, I don't see anybody bridging the gap, speaking to our HBCUs, letting them know what type of curriculums or what type of courses that they need to be offering our young African-American students to prepare them for this new green economy. So we've been working on that, but what we want to focus on right now is how to finance solar panels for your home. And I think that this is something that you're going to find very, very interesting. It was an excellent, excellent article done by Holly Johnson. Holly D. Johnson. It was published back on December 18, 2019 in the Bankrate. You may be wondering why more people are going solar these days, but it's not hard to see why once you consider the financial and environmental benefits. Not only can adding solar panels to your home meet never having to pay for electricity again, but the investment can pay off in terms of increased property value. And if you are worried about the carbon footprint, adding solar panels to your house can reduce energy uses and the impact on the planet in one full swoop. Unfortunately, there's one big gotcha that comes with this home upgrade. Growing solar is not cheap. The cost can even be considered exorbitant. The good news is there is a IRS tax credit that you can qualify for lift that you lighten the financial load, but you still need to find a way to pay up front. Now, how much do solar panels cost? We need to be looking at that question. This article answers that question. Finding out the average cost for solar panels is the first step in the process. Most people considering this option, after all, assessing the cost of solar panel equipment plus the installation cost is crucial for families deciding if they can truly afford this investment in their home. According to a report put out by the U.S. Department of Energy National Renewable Energy Laboratory, most people paying for residential systems should plan for forking up $2.70 and $3.11 per watt. Data through March of 2018 show that the National Renewable Energy Lab notes that most residential rooftop systems are between 3 and 10 kilowatts in size. This means most residential homes could cost between $8,100 to $9,330 for a 3 kilowatt system. A larger 10 kilowatt system panel system would range between $27,000 to $31,000. Of course, this is all depends upon the type of solar panels you end up buying. There are different types of solar panels for residential systems, including grid type systems that require connections to your utility company. Okay? And they're called grid tie systems. Off-grid system and grid systems with a battery backup, the latter option is the most expensive, but it may often the best of gives you often both best worlds. There are also different brands of solar panels to choose from, and the installation costs can vary depending on where you live. Now, how much money can you save by going solar? This is always a question that people want to know. It makes sense. As we said, the name of this show was Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And believe me, if you're going to put a PV system on your roof, before you can get a return on that investment, it's going to have an economic impact on your pocketbook. Make no mistake about it. Now, spending up to $30,000 and potential more for solar upgrades may seem insane. However, it's not hard to see how this investment can pay off in the long run just in terms of eliminating electrical usage. According to data released by the U.S. Energy Information Administration in October of 2018, the average monthly electric bill varied nationwide a low of $81.65 in Utah to a high of $149.33 in Hawaii. When tracking bills by region, the average monthly electric bills went out too. In this particular article, you'll be able to locate under our News and Events tab by logging on to positivechangept.com. Go right over to our News and Events tab, scroll down, click on the link, and it will provide this information. How much can you save by going solar? Then now this thing breaks down. New England, the average cost monthly bill is $116.97. The Mid-Atlantic states, which Maryland is a Mid-Atlantic state, it is averages $106.79. The East North Central United States, it runs $99.50. West North Central United States is $107.75. South Atlantic State is $125.15. East South Central, $126.58. West South Central, $118.79. Mountain States average $100.03. Pacific Continuous is $101.21. And Pacific Non-Continuous is $140.78. This breaks down the different regions in the United States. The total average for the entire United States work out $111.67 per month at last count. So we'll use that as a basis to see how much you can save. The monthly amount, which you may never pay again, works out to be $30,201 over 30 years. So depending on whether you live and the tax incentives, you may take advantage of the total electricity savings could exceed the cost of your solar installation as long as you stay in the home long enough. So you have to determine when you buy a residence, even if you're not going to stay in that house, putting that PV system is going to get valuable to that property when you get it on there, because you can pass that on when you sell that property. To get a good idea of what solar panels might cost you and save you, give your home specific location. Try using the Project Sunroof tool from Google. Now, this is a link that you'll find inside this specific article. It's a live link that will take you there, and this will provide access to this information from this link. Just enter your address and you will see the projected solar panel cost for your specific property as well as the expected savings over time. It will also break down the environmental impact and the installation what it could cost. Tax credit can reduce solar cost installations. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very, 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 very detailed piece here. We're going to take a pause for the calls, and we're going to come back, and we're going to jump right back into this piece because this is a READ. And it says, you want to hide something for black folks in America, you put it in a book. Well, this is an electronic book. This is an online positive change blog. So you got to go to it, and you got the READ. And that's just like read. So we understand that a lot of people don't want to take the time to go in and read this information. That's why our guest brings this information to life over this platform every week. And if you want me to interpret this information for you, you can always go to my website at Positive Change PC and go to the GoFundMe link. And, you know, don't let your finger get a crack in that hand and that finger that goes down on that mouse, and you click on that left side and click on that GoFundMe and that donating button and whatever you can give, because we're not the greedy, we're the needy. We're not qualified here. We're not the greedy. We're the definitely needy. Well, we need to get this information out to our community, the African American community, because what you do not know can cost you. make no mistake about that. All right, so we're going to take, as we said, a pause for the cause here, and we'll be right back here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America as we continue to look at how much do your utilities really cost. Okay?
Life is a song worth singing.
I got you.
Sing it. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Is a song worth singing.
I got you.
Sing it. Life is a song worth singing.
I got you.
sing it. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Singing.
I got you.
Sing it.
Welcome back to the Airways. So now in the future with this economic impact on Black America. And you know I'm your host, Ronald McClain, and you know you can join us by calling 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Now, right before we took that break, we were looking at and the question of how to finance solar panels for your home. And we had gotten down to tax credits that can reduce solar installation costs. If you act fairly quickly, federal tax credits can also reduce how much solar panels cost. Through the end of 2020, you receive a 26% federal tax credit for the cost of installing a qualifying solar system. The credit drops to 22% in 2021, but that's still a big chunk of money considering a high cost involved in the installation of solar. To qualify for the credit, your solar system must be installed in a home you own, used as a residence. Residential property won't qualify for this credit. But second homes and vacation homes do so, okay? Rental properties don't qualify for this credit. But second homes and vacation homes do. That's very, very important, ladies and gentlemen, that you cannot take the federal tax credit on a rental property that you own. But you can have a second home or vacation home, and you can do that. The solar system you install must also provide the electricity for the house and its needs to meet all the state and federal requirements in terms of fire and electric codes. There will also be statewide and city-based incentives you can take advantage of, including variable rates and more. To see what variable is in your area, check out the database of state incentives for renewable energy and efficiency. Here again is another live link, ladies and gentlemen, that you need to go to our website and access at positivechangepc.com. Click on our news and events tab, scroll down, click on the blue link. That means it's a live link, and it will take you in there, and you can get more specific information about your region, your area, your community, and your home. Three ways to finance solar panels. Now, when we begin to look at this, you can also absolutely finance your solar panel installation costs with cash up front. But there are ways to borrow the money if you want to pay for it over time. Take out a home improvement loan. You can help. Can help you stretch the payments over the investment over several months or years. It can also help you upfront with the money while you wait for the federal tax credit to head your way. Personal loans by a large, the best way to finance a solar. By and large, the best way to finance a solar project is probably with a personal loan. Personal loans come from fixed interest rates and fixed monthly payments that will never change through the entire life of the loan. They also typically need faster access to cash, sometimes as little as a day or two, and many times it comes with no origination fees. The best part, personal loans are unsecured, so you don't have to put your home up to collateral or have a ton of home equity qualified. Now, that's important, ladies and gentlemen, but do you have a credit score? See, everything got a catch-22. Now, do you have a 700, you know, do you have a 6, because, and the lease is a 650, because you're going to need a 650 to sell something to qualify for most of this stuff. And that's an issue in the African-American community. So I'm going to make a plan on this show. This is why we need these programs like the Solar for All program and the residential PACE, residential PACE program for folks who are credit challenged. If you have a lot of equity in your home and prefer to borrow against it, you can also consider a home equity loan or a home equity line of credit. HELO, home equity loan, works a line of personal loans as they have a fixed interest rate, a fixed repayment timeline, and the same monthly payments. HELO, on the other hand, give you a line of credit you can borrow against to against similar to credit to its credit card. With the HELO, you will typically have a variable interest rate, which means your payment could go up or down as the account balance and rates fluctuate. These two loan options let you use your home as collateral, but you can typically only borrow up to 85% of your home's value across the first mortgage and second loan. The home equity requirement for this loan limits the number of people who can use this route. In addition to needing a lot of home equity to qualify, the home equity loan, the HELOs, come with a application process that is more involved. You may, for example, have to get your home appraised to qualify. On the flip side, they can also come with low interest rates and a fair terms for consumers with good or great credit. FHA and Fannie Mae loans. There are also two types of mortgages, FHA 2003K loan and the Fannie Mae home style loan that can help you finance and purchase a home and the installation of solar and other upgrades simultaneously. You can also use these loans to refinance your existing mortgage and pay for the solar upgrades the same way. Get pre-qualified. That's very, very important, ladies and gentlemen. Ask a few questions to see which personal loans you pre-qualify for. The process is quick and easy, and it will not impact your credit score. And that's what I suggest to our people who are listening to the show. You're able to come to this platform, get this information. By logging on to our website, going to our news and events tab, you can go down and there is a live blue button that says get pre-qualified. You can click on that and you can actually see where you stand in terms if you're interested in putting the PV system on your roof. Now, the bottom line is this. Growing solar can help you reduce your environmental impact as well as your household operating costs. And with a valuable federal tax credit availability, at least through 2021, you can lessen the upfront costs for installing them too. If you need more help financing your solar panel installation, a handful of loan options can help you do just that. Just make sure you compare all the financing options as well as the rates and terms they come with before you decide. This is a powerful alchemist, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very, very powerful piece of information that I have shared with those who are listening to this platform, Solar Now in the Future, with its economic impact on Black America. Because remember the slogan for the show, if it's power in numbers, then the positive change purchasing cooperative captured that power for your financial benefit. Well, when you're looking at this kind of information and you get this kind of input, which can help you save a dollar, you need to holler and let somebody know that we're out here. You need to log on to Positive Change, Positive Change, P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E-C-H-A-N-G-E, P as in Paul, C as in cat.com. You need to scroll down to our news and events tab and scroll down to this article. Click on this link, and you need to go inside this and take advantage of this information. Because this, nobody else is bringing this to you, ladies and gentlemen, because we're hoping we're making it real plain. Okay, here on Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. We're going to take a pause for the calls, ladies and gentlemen, here on Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know, those who join us on a regular basis, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, call-in number is 646-668-2948. And please remember to press 1 on your phone after dialing the calling number, because you'll be all in our green room and we want to bring you right on in the living room. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to take another pause for the calls here on Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America.
Here's a song worth singing.
I got you.
Sing it. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Singing,
I got you.
Sing it.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to the airways of Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know, if you join us on a regular basis, that this show is brought to you every week by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, which serves as a blueprint for economic self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, as well as increasing market share for African-American solar installations and design companies to address the effects of higher energy costs that are historically Black colleges and universities to utilize Black-owned farmlands, HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiative for solar installation projects, to bring down the underemployment and unemployment of young African men and women locally and nationally. Also, to educate the Black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education through Black Talk Radio programs, such as Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America, is also brought to you by the Black Sports Legends Foundation. BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. Now, you, if you try to reach our website right now under our 501c3 organization, the Black Sports Legends Foundation, it's all fell offline for a minute, but we'll be bringing it back. We're making some changes, but you will be able to find on our website that Positive Change, and under our GoFundMe link, you'll be able to click right there, you'll be able to get the information about the BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative, and it explains itself as to why we need to move this platform to Radio One, which is owned and operated by Dr. Kathy Hughes. She's in 76 markets across the country, and we're also looking at being able to take this program and tie it into our 38 HBCU radio NPR stations, that we're able to get this thing commercially covered, then we'll be able to sort of like give it to our HBCUs for programming through the NPR station. So that's our goal here on this platform, Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America, because I truly believe that I'm bringing news that you can definitely use. So what we want to do from here is we want to look at what's the average cost of utilities. Now, this particular article is offered by Tyler Wood. It was published on January the 21st, 2020, in New Bible. All right, generally around $200 a month should cover you. The things get a bit more complicated when you break the cost down. A break, quick breakdown. So where exactly does the $200 go? Here's a quick breakdown on your average utility fees. Electricity is $65.33 or $88.10. The average gas bill runs $80 a month, and it varies month to month. Average water bill runs from $17.04 to $68.14 per month. Well, I know people in District Columbia can tell you a whole lot different about that. They wish they could get there at $68.14 a month on the water bill. Average sewer bill runs between $14.04 to $135.57 a month. Average trash bill runs between $12 to $20 a month. Average internet bill runs between $56.60 a bill a month. Average cable bill runs between $0 to $100 depending on the plan. Average condo bill runs $50 to $1,000 per month. Average phone bill runs from $15 to $30 a month. Can you afford utilities? Say you're in the market for a new place to live, you find the perfect neighborhood. Go on your way. Many walk through, but finally find the perfect place and double check the rent mortgage within your budget. You're good, right? Okay? And that's what it says. You're good. Quick question. Can you afford the utilities? And the quick breakdown above gives you an idea of what each of the utilities will cost. However, the range can sometimes be huge. Let's get into the nitty-gritty. Start with $200 a month, whether you're renting or buying a home, cost of utilities is as important as to consider. Experts recommend that you set aside $200 a month to cover the bare necessities, but there are a ton of variables that can make your total utility cost way high or lower. Electric alone costs people between $1,475 a year to an average, according to an estimate of the U.S. Energy Information Administration and the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So that's the average cost per year. You're talking about almost $1,500, $1,475 each year is the estimated electricity cost alone. Yep, that's a lot of money. If you're thinking about moving and what to estimate your utility cost, it's important that you consider many factors that dictate your final cost. Luckily, we're going to break it all down in this post. Ask for prior utility bills, the average cost of $200 a month, only just an average. One of the simplest ways of getting an idea of what the utility bills are specific for a specific house apartment will go into the ask, the prior, you can't go to for prior utility bills. In most cases, landlords and real estate agents can get this information for you. Requesting a copy of the previous bill will also tell you which utilities were paid by the landlord. Sometimes the landlord includes utilities as a part of the rent, but you can only know this if you ask. No question, because we don't ask, they don't tell you nothing. Even though prior electricity bills and gas bills will probably vary based on usage, you will know with nearly 100% certainty what the trash and recycle and condo fees will cost. Electricity, the cost of powering your home. The average electricity bill runs between $65.33 to $88.30. Almost every appliance in your home is going to be using electricity at some point in the home, which is why it's important to know exactly how you're being charged for your power consumption. Your electricity consumption is going to be measured in a kilowatt hour, which is essential to measure off how much power a device uses over time. Currently, the average energy cost in the U.S. looks at $1.33 a kWh, which is higher than the previous years, but prices are projected to fall within coming months, we hope. Okay, that's what 45 million of us get mad at. Since everyone uses different appliances at different rates, it can be pretty hard to estimate the average energy usage, but here's a few constants. Calculating power uses, determining exactly how much electricity you're using can be tricky. But there are few constants you can rely on, given you have a baseline. Here's the average cost of using some necessary household devices based on data from Duke Energy. So here's another live link, ladies and gentlemen, that you can get an idea on usage from a hookup of appliances and refrigeration. People need to pay advantage of this kind of information and data, and then really check to see what's going on in your own household. This is how people who got it keep it. This information is just not out here to be out here. This is for you to take the information and apply it for your own personal use. Now, it breaks down ceiling fans, energy, star refrigerator, dishwasher, laundry, cold wash, hot water, TVs, computer desktops, computer monitors. It gives you a breakdown of everything that's being used in those appliances being used in your house. Heating and cooling and different global effects of cost. Average heating bills. It breaks down that for 4 months to a year. Average cooling costs. It breaks it down from 3 to 4 months a year. Heating and cooling costs usually makes 35 to 40% of your energy bill. Okay, and then it goes right into the thermostats. A few things to consider when trying to estimate energy costs. How large is your residence? The more square footage you have, the more cost it will take to keep and maintain a certain temperature. What is the climate like? Very hot, cold climates will mean higher energy bills. How old are your appliances? If your HV system is 10 to 15 years old, it's likely going to be less efficient than a new unit. How will you insulate the home? Are windows double pane and well sealed? Is this a house older than it likely is? And will you insulate a new house, or will you renovate, completely renovate? So it lays down all of these aspects as to what you should consider in looking at what you already have in that property that you're working with. And this is some good information also to people who are in the real estate industry to understand these this information around energy. Energy savings tips, it breaks that down, it goes into while many factors are going to be largely out of your control, there's plenty you can do save energy when it comes down to heating and cooling and the thermostat. It breaks down what you can do and what you can control. Natural gas, its power, water, utilities you can't afford to avoid. And this is real, ladies and gentlemen. These water bills are, they're no joke in the District of Columbia. Trash and recycling costs, internet costs, phone costs, staying connected and secured, cable expenses, playing around, condo fees. It breaks it all down. And it goes on and on and on. It's an excellent piece of work that was done by this author. I strongly recommend that people go to the website and take advantage of this information. Because, like I said, what we try to do here on this program, we try to bring you news that you can definitely use here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Now, we have taken the time to sort of break down a number of cost issues. But the most important thing is for you to bring in, and you do that by calling 646-668-2948. Which then, that calling number is 646-668-2948. Please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the calling number, because you'll be in our green room and we want to bring you right on into the living room. Okay? Well, make you feel at home here on this platform, Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Now, we produce a segment called Solar and Renewable Energy Opportunities here in the DMV market area. And we're going to do what we do. It's called Take a Pause for the Cause, and then we'll be right back, and we're going to jump right into that segment of our show, and we're going to just sort of share with our listening audience these career opportunities that are right here in this market area here in the DMV market area. As here on this platform on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America, and we will.
I hear the song was singing.
I can too.
Sing it. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing. What's singing?
Why don't you
sing it? Life is a song. What's singing?
Why don't you
in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan.
Change it.
Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
I got you.
Sing it.
Welcome, welcome back to the airwaves of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Batey. And you know, if you join us on a regular basis, this show is brought to you by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC. And the slogan for this show is this power in numbers. And the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative captures that power for your financial benefit. Now, the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, is an economic blueprint for self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share by African-American solar installation and design companies to address the effect of high energy costs that are historic with Black colleges and universities, utilize Black-owned farmlands, HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the underemployment and unemployment of young African Americans locally and nationally. Also to educate the Black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education in the Black community through Black talk radio programs such as Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And it's also brought to you every week by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BFF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative, and you can get much, much more information on that initiative by logging on to PositiveChangePC.com. Go over to our GoFundMe link, and you can click on that link, and you will see that we're trying to raise $68,000. That we intend to take this program to a whole nother level where we'll be purchasing a national audience within that, because we are going after working to syndicate this show so it can be heard over the 68 stations, 76 stations that Dr. Kathy Hughes has with the Radio One Network, as well as we'll be reaching out to the Black College NPR Coalition of Radio Stations, because if we can commercially pay for this and pay for its production, then we'll be able to give it to our Black College stations, and they can run this information over their radio station, this particular platform, because it's the only one of its kind talking about working with our historically Black colleges and universities in the area of building large-scale solar power plants to offset their energy costs, because of the number two fixed cost that any university in this United States of America or worldwide is energy, after the salaries for the faculty and administration working at a college and university. So, hey, that's as basic as it comes. You got to have students, you got to have the faculty, but you also got to have some energy there, because you ain't nothing happening with no lights and no air conditioning, okay? So y'all can understand, we try to make that plain here on this platform, Solar Now in the Future, with its economic impact on Black America. So if you want to change the world and you want to make a difference, you support this platform, Solar Now in the Future. You now can do that by logging on to our website. As we indicated to you, we would get it done. It is now done. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so we don't have to be talking about what we get ready to do. It's done. You can now go to our website and you can make secure donations
and your stuff was scripted, and you don't have to worry about nobody breaking in and getting anything, because we do have Life Lock on this program, on this platform, okay? So we got a lot now through our website, so we want to make you comfortable with going to our website and making that contribution, because it will come back twofold, because there's not enough money being spent by this industry in black media to get the word out to the black community about the information that I'm disseminating over this platform. And I know that. And I know that because I know that. And we're going to leave it there because I know that. Okay? So I'm going to be very redundant on that. So as I said, you can log on to our website. And you can go to our GoFundMe link, and you'll be able to see what we're trying to do here. So, once again, we're broadcasting over Blog Talk Radio, over the World Wide Web. We are streaming over Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So, and we will soon be on YouTube. So, we're going to keep moving this platform, as we call it. We got it in high gear right now. All right. So, look. We indicated before we took that break that we're getting ready to jump into our segment on career opportunities in the D&D market area in the renewable energy sector. And you can find this information by logging on to jobs, two, number two, careers, solar energy jobs. You can put in your zip code, but this is with zip code 207. Technology to market summer scholar, how to utilize all those cheap electrons. Now, this is for Advanced Research Project Agency Energy in Washington, D.C. This is an internship program. Then you have solar project manager, engineer for Miami Network in Annapolis, Maryland. Then you have solar project development manager for EDF Renewable Distributed Solutions in Columbia, Maryland. These are jobs that are right now available in the D&B market area. Field service engineer, FODJESK, and masters, which is they're located in Washington, D.C., and they're looking for a field service engineer. Cargo, grapher, maritime, field support engineer, Hendrick Technology Laboratories in Germantown, Maryland, associate counsel for Clean Choice Energy in Washington, D.C., Advanced Energy Technology Innovations and Transitions, Millennium Engineer and Integration in Arlington, Virginia, Environmental Policy Analyst for Miracle Systems in Washington, D.C. This is just a few of the career opportunities in the renewable energy industry here in the D&B market area. Now, we want to go to different job platforms because each platform seems to provide something a little different in terms of what you may be looking for based on your qualifications and your experiences. So we're now on the website of jobs to number two careers.com. Now they're looking for a technology to market a Southern scholar how to utilize all cheap electrons developing advanced research projects Agency Energy in Washington, D.C. VP and Risk Management and Trading Operations, Renewable Energy, the Green Recruitment Company, Washington, D.C. Advanced Energy Technology Innovation and Transition, Millennium Engineering and Integration in Arlington, Virginia. Digital Content Manager, a Digital Content Manager for Solar Energy Industries, that's the Solar Industry Trade Association, that's SEIA, in Washington, D.C. Program Manager,
Energy, Clean Energy, the American Council for Energy Efficiency Economy is in Washington, D.C. They're located in the Navy Yard. Project Control Analyst, Empire Work Energies in Bethesda, Maryland. They're looking for a Vice President of Engineering for Burnett Microgrid in Arlington, Virginia. They're looking for a Manager for Renewable Thermal and Energy, Climate Smart, and Land Use. World Wildlife Fund, Washington, D.C. Electromechanical Engineer, Boeing, Arlington, Virginia. Regional Safety Manager, Energy Efficiency and Renewable Construction, Amesto in Washington, D.C. Strategic Analysis Technical Advisor, Mantech International in Washington, D.C. These are all positions with firms currently here in Washington, D.C. in the DMV market area. Senior Associate Distributed Energy Resources, Canvas, Arlington, Virginia. Renewable Energy Engineer, Alabama Science and Technology, Arlington, Virginia. Senior Organization and Structuring, New York Power Authority. They're located in Hyattsville, Maryland. Associate Counsel, Clean Energy, Washington, D.C. Policy Internship, Earth Justice Legal Defense Fund. Energy Auditor, Green Power Technology, Arlington, Virginia. Interstellar Sales Engineer Remote, Cyber Quotas, Washington, D.C. Renewable Energy Systems Engineer, Allegheny Science and Technology, Arlington, Virginia. Manager Renewable Thermal and Climate Smart Land Use, WWF, Washington, D.C. Senior Director of the Regulatory and Energy Markets, the Green Recruitment Company, Washington, D.C. Technology to Market, Summer School, Developing a Framework to Evaluate Energy Storage, Advanced Research Project Agency Energy, Washington, D.C. Solar Project Manager, Empower Energies, Bethesda, Maryland. Ladies and gentlemen, this is just a few of the positions that are available on this particular platform. We get ready to change platforms here on this platform, Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. We're going to take another pause, brief pause for the calls here, as we normally do, and we're going to come right back and look at a few more platforms and a few more positions before we call it.
Life is a song worth singing.
I got you.
Sing it. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
Welcome back to the airways of Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know, if you join us here on a regular basis, you know that we try to bring you what we would call news that you can definitely use here on this platform, Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Now, when you go to Indeed, which is another platform, you can put in solar energy in your zip code and you'll be able to find other positions. And we're looking right now outside sales rep, Community Solar, Sales Focus, Inc., Columbia, Maryland, Sales Development Representative, Advanced Energy Economy, Washington, D.C. You'll find these positions, Solar Sales Consultant, Vint Solar, Fairfax, Virginia, Direct and Recon Energy Agents, Solar America, U.S., Port Washington, Maryland, Solar Panel Installation, Sunny Solar, Sunny Atlanta, Maryland, Solar Performance Engineer, Bellcab, Inc., Washington, D.C. These are all positions, Solar Analysts, Solar Custom Solutions, Washington, D.C., Solar Analysts, Solar Systems, Washington, D.C., downtown area. Solar Energy Systems Installation Tech, Allegheny, Inc., Upper Marlboro, Maryland, U Sales Representative for iSolar, Silver Springs, Maryland, Solar VP Engineer, Rena, Washington, D.C. These are all positions that you'll be able to find on the Indeed platform. So as we indicated, we definitely wanted to try to give you a little difference in what these different platforms do offer, and we hope that you sort of get it. But ladies and gentlemen, we're at the end of another show here on Solar Now and the Future with Economic Impact, and I hope we've got news that you can definitely use. And we won't say goodbye. We'll just say to next week. So we hope you bought, we bought, as we indicated, we won't say goodbye. We'll just say to next week. So we'll check in on the bounce around here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And thanks for joining us. And you have a great week.